brings you back.
I love the guitar riff there, but it's when the horns jump in that that song just becomes three-dimensional, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, when I hear Chicago music, don't you always think of summer?
Always. Yeah.
Every time I hear it. We were talking about the band Chicago being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
The remaining original members were supposed to hook up, get together, and there were some problems with Peter Cetera where they just couldn't come to an agreement on what songs to do. So Peter basically said, that's it, do it without me.
And it's sad because they should all be there together for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So it's unfortunate.
Absolutely. So we were talking about Chicago and talking about the original members, which brought us to one of the most phenomenal guitarists around, Terry Kath. And we found out about a documentary that Terry Kath's daughter has put together that hopefully is going to be released really soon. So Michelle Kath Sinclair on the line with us. Hi,
hey, Michelle.
Hi.
That's how we all were talking about the whole Chicago thing. Born and bred here, both Bill and I are from the suburbs. We've spent our whole life here. Chicago has meant so much to us. We were upset about Peter Cetera not getting involved, and then we started thinking back of your father, Terry, and what a great guitarist. And other people in the rock and roll business thought your dad was a pretty okay guitarist as well. Some legends, right?
Yep.
Like Hendrix, Eric Clapton. Your father was amazing. How old were you when he accidentally passed?
I was almost my second birthday.
Oh, that's so sad.
So you don't
quite young.
My guess is, Michelle, you have no memories of him personally, right? Only what you've been told.
Well, the funny thing is, I actually do have some memories that I thought were just made up. And when I was young, I talked to my mom about them, and her face went white. And she said, I can't believe you remember that. You were a teeny baby in my arms. So, yeah, I have one really vivid memory of him, which is quite bizarre.
Can you share that with us?
Well, my grandparents, my dad's parents, owned a lodge in Wisconsin on Lake Placid. And it was the Kath family lodge. They had both, you know, my dad and his brother were pretty much raised there in the summertime, every summer riding, you know, learning to shoot things and boating and all this stuff.
So typical Wisconsin things.
Yeah. It was quite a big deal for my dad to go back there. So he would often take my mom back there. So when I was born, we went back there, of course, to visit the grandparents. And my memory is him driving the boat on the lake and him, like, kind of just watching him, seeing him riding in the boat, hat on, everything, and him saying, we've got to turn around, you know, the dam is up ahead. And my mom was like, that's so true. I can't believe you remember that. You were in my arms like a little baby.
That's amazing. So, good for you.
Yeah. I love it.
And so when we were remembering Terry Kath, a tragic turn of events where he had a gun and he had been shooting guns when he was in Wisconsin. Nothing new for him to have a gun. And unfortunately, that's what took his life.
Yeah. I think the thing for me in really the drive to make this film, I mean, there's three things, really. It's like, obviously, get to know my dad, who I never got to know, expose him a little bit more for the artist that I think he needs to get more recognition. But I had the idea to do it and not knowing how I was going to do it because I've never made a movie before. But I've had a couple of close people to me pass away from basically, substance abuse. And in both of these instances, my mom just looked at me and was like, this is exactly like when your father passed away. And then I would be sitting there at the memorial thinking, okay, I have to make this film now because there's all these people left behind in the wake of tragedy. And it all comes down to really substance abuse. I mean, to me, it's not really even about the gun.
Yeah.
It's about, substance abuse. And I think that that is something that the whole band had to face afterwards. You know, they expressed in a way that, they had to deal with their own demons as well after that.
And in your opinion, do you think this was suicide or really think it was he didn't think the gun was loaded?
Well, gosh, I could answer that question, or I could make you guys go see the movie.
Yes, do that, do that. Her name is Michelle Kath Sinclair, daughter of Chicago guitarist, vocalist Terry Kath. And what is the documentary called?
The Terry Kath Experience.
Terry Kath Experience. And is there a Kickstarter or something going on?
Well, we did Kickstarter campaigns. I discovered Kickstarter when I was at my wit's end because I didn't know how I was going to start the movie. And so the film's been 100% funded by fans and friends of the family. And we are the only, we're pretty much almost done. So what I did launch actually yesterday was our kind of final effort to make sure we keep all the music that we want in the film for our music licensing. And over the years, I created a Members Lounge, which is for, you know, people that donate. I've done a behind-the-scenes blog that I've written on over the past, I guess, 2-3 years. And it's just my whole journey and sharing pictures and photographs behind the scenes. And really, once this is done, we don't need donations anymore. So I'm closing the Members Lounge. This is the last 4 weeks to donate, but it's going to continue blogging over the next year because I'm going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and we'll be premiering the film, and there's going to be all these exciting things I'm still going to share with the members, but this is the last 4 weeks to join. So, and all the money goes towards music licensing.
And basically, TK Members Lounge, you explained it in a nutshell, a place to kind of share their stories about your father, Terry Kath.
Yes. Yeah, you can comment on my posts as well. Which is fun for me because I can have almost direct interaction with people because I post something and they're like, oh, you know, they'll write little things back and we can kind of talk that way.
Michelle, go on. I'm sorry.
I was going to say it's all through the website, terrykath.com.
Terrykath.com, Kath with a K.
Michelle, you were talking about the substance abuse, and it just seems like just rock and roll music and substance abuse go hand in hand. It doesn't have to be that way, but more times than not, it plays out that way. What do we do to change that?
Oh, man. I mean, I think that it's really difficult. I think I relate it to my children, right? So, you know, I look at my kids. It was the same for my mom. You know, she had a great loss with my dad, and she really was just, like, hard on me. I think it's hard to say because a lot of it comes from your family. Like, how do you grow up? And then the other side of it is what you're around. So what's going on around you? I mean, I think that's what everyone said is, like, you know, drugs are everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, then if you didn't do it, are you a cop or whatever?
Yeah.
So I think really, I mean, and that's why I was thinking of it. My main motivation was for the people around the people that are using, because we're the only, you know, once they decide to quit, it's really up to them. And just what's around them, what can they do that will, you know, obviously seeking help, but it's really up to the person. I think it's about the support system and the people around them finding help and ways to help them help themselves, I guess, in a way. I don't know. I live in Los Angeles. There's a lot of AA and meetings and Al-Anon and everything going on. And from what I understand, it's a constant day to day in the moment struggle. And you have to really want it. And yeah, I think it's about your support system and what you've got around you.
And it's interesting you said, you know, with your dad having some substance abuse issues, your mom was really hard on you. She just didn't want to see you go down that path. Was she pretty strict then?
Yeah. She was pretty strict, but, and you know, as a teenager, I had my own rebellion issues. But
absolutely.
I was pretty good with my mom, because I understood. I understood where she was coming from, because she had a great, you know, it was a great loss. And I think for her, and a lot of the guys, again, it was normal. It was almost a normal way of life until tragedy happens, and then you're like, oh, actually, this is not normal. This is not
absolutely
okay.
We're talking to Michelle Kath Sinclair, and Kev, if we could try and call her back on a better phone, maybe. A couple of texts and questions. 312-981-7200, the number to call. Daughter of Chicago guitarist, and I don't mean Chicago local, I mean the band. Guitarist Terry Kath.
But not the band.
Right.
But the band Chicago. That's
not
Robbie
Roberts. Robinson.
No, it's different.
Boy, it gets confusing.
Yeah.
The Terry Kath Experience. It's a documentary. We'll find out where and when we can see it. When we continue, 312-981-7200. Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
Children play in the park. They don't know.
How beautiful is that? Even with your singing.
I know, I'm ruining it. Sorry, Michelle, I'm ruining it.
Michelle Kath Sinclair is our guest. She is the daughter of Chicago guitarist Terry Kath. She's directed and produced a documentary, The Terry Kath Experience, a documentary. Michelle, as you were growing up, we've established that you lost your dad when you were just 2 years old. So when you'd hear the band, when you'd hear Chicago on the radio or records or CDs, was that hard to listen to them? Or did you feel like maybe you were kind of getting closer to him through his music?
Oh, no, definitely felt like I was getting closer. Oh, for sure. I loved listening to him as a kid. It was like a special thing. And the funny thing, too, is it always, his songs always come on at like times where my mom and I will look at each other and go, oh, hi.
Right. He's saying hello to you.
Yeah.
I totally get that. And I also understand while making this documentary, I'm sure you found out just how much your father meant to people. And Joe is on the line. And Joe, this is Michelle Kath Sinclair.
Hi, Michelle. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I just want to say that your father was not really known amongst the top guitar players like the Hendrix Page Clapton thing, because he wasn't really hyped as being a guitar hero. And I'm a guitar player, and as a musician, I must say, as a musicians, no. And we all rank him right up there with the best that ever played. Even though he didn't get the hype and didn't get the big name as being, you know, in that class, he's in that class. And Chicago, in many ways, stopped being a rock and roll band that unfortunate day.
That's really sweet, Joe.
Take care.
Thank you very much for saying that.
Thanks, Joe.
And that's true. I mean, how old was he when your father died?
He was 32.
Okay.
Wow.
He didn't even have a chance. He already shined in the music world and definitely locally and across the states. But seriously, 32 years old, he hadn't even peaked yet.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Larry has something he wants to share with you right now. Larry, this is Michelle Kath Sinclair making a documentary about her father, The Terry Kath Experience.
And this is such a cute little story. In 1973, just before Christmas, when I was kind of a goofy, geeky teenager, I moved up to Hayward, Wisconsin to help a friend open a couple of music stores on a kind of a shoestring budget. And it was just before Christmas. There were people in the store buying Mondovani records and sheet music for Love is Blue. And four guys walked in with long hair and kind of poorly dressed. And it was a terrible Hayward blizzard. And they said, we'd like to buy a piano. Do you have pianos? And I didn't think anything of it, so I handed them a piece of literature. They huddled in the corner for a minute. Then they came back and said, we'll order this one. And they picked out a dark oak, churchy-looking particular piano that we happen to sell mostly to churches, but they wanted that one because it was going into his mother and father's lodge. It was Terry Kath, and I felt like 2 cents. Because I didn't recognize who they were. Of course, this was 1973, and here's Chicago standing in front of me on the first floor of the former Walker Hotel, which was a funny little Northwoods hotel, in our little music store, which was about 12 by 12 feet. And I remember a few weeks later, we carried that piano up to the folks' house. There was really no sidewalks, and it had been snowing, of course, like it does in Hayward 9 months out of the year. And it was just kind of a cute little story. And to this day, I remember it. I'm 67 now, so it's quite a bit later. But I wish I had taken a picture of that check because it was from Terry.
That would have been cool.
Great story, Larry.
I'll never forget that. So.
Thank you so much, Larry. That's really sweet. Do you
well,
remember?
My grandma used to play piano with me. It was important to her, so I wonder if we would be playing on that piano.
Sure sounds like it.
Yep.
Did it look like a church piano?
I don't know where it went.
No, did it look like a church piano, like dark wood?
I can't remember.
Oh, that's so funny. And Michelle, just to show how unique your life is, your dad, as we've been saying, your dad is the great Terry Kath of Chicago fame, and then your stepdad is pretty famous as well, isn't he?
Yes.
Jack Bauer is your stepdad.
Yes, I have.
Some people will call him Kiefer Sutherland, but I know better. That's Jack Bauer, and he saves the country on a daily basis, that guy.
Yep.
Wow.
I actually have some Jack Bauer action figures that I can play with.
Calm down, Bill.
I'll be right over.
I'd be more interested in the Terry Kath action figures with a removable guitar.
Ooh.
Yeah, work on that, will you?
That's a good idea.
You could put, the Kiefer Sutherland and Terry Kath right next to each other.
That's amazing. We're so glad that Chicago is being recognized by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Michelle, because they so richly deserve it. I'm amazed it took this long, but they really are one of the most influential bands in history, and good for all parties involved.
Wish your dad was around to be part of that.
Yes. I think it's so great. It's very exciting.
Yep.
All right, and you're going to be there at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And how can we see the Terry Kath Experience, a documentary? When does it come out?
So we are working now on when and where will be the world premiere. I don't know yet, but it will be sometime in 2016. I'm sure there'll be quite a few different premieres at various places. But in terms of when, you'll have to just maybe go to the website and sign up to the newsletter and wait, because we're still waiting to find out exactly, too.
I'll tell you what, Michelle, when you find out, will you give us a call and we'll put you back on the air and we'll get a lot of people out there, because your father had just a huge amount of fans.
Yes, of course. There will definitely be a Chicago premiere for
sure. Good.
Well, we can talk to you again when that happens. Really quickly, before we let you go, Tom wants to say something to you, and I don't want to have him miss this opportunity. Tom, Michelle Sinclair.
Hi. I went to high school with Wally Parisader, who played the saxophone, and I sang in a barbershop quartet in high school. He asked me to sing the doo-wop for a background group recording at Boulevard Recording Studios in Chicago. And it was for a band called Jimmy and the Gentlemen. And it was the whole band in Chicago was playing.
That's great.
So he's saying, Tom sang back up with your father. Pretty cool.
Way back.
The funny thing is that was mentioned by Walt in the studio, Boulevard Studios. And I had spent a whole day online trying to find a picture of it.
Tom, do you have any pictures?
No, it's on Ontario and, Ohio.
It's still there?
Well, the building is still there.
Is still there. The studio's gone.
It was a famous, it's been a nightclub for years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, the building is still there, yes.
Well, cool, Tom. That's something that you can share with everyone, and you just did. We appreciate that so much. Her name is Michelle Kath Sinclair, daughter of Chicago guitarist Terry Kath. He will be remembered certainly in Chicago. We cannot wait to see the documentary. So please keep us posted.
I will.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Hang on. We'll get your number, and we can call you back. I really want to see that so badly.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun. It'll
Kiefer
be great.
Sutherland is her stepdad.
Yeah.
Some people get all the luck. You and I really wished we had different parents. And she had two cool ones. That sucks.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Is there still time for us to get some different parents?
I was telling my dad, Jason Bourne, that just the other day, how unfortunate. Let's take a break. We've got news and then a lot more show coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.